I'm Stephen Lay of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office. 10 years ago this month, then-President Richard Nixon signed the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The bill has had a profound effect on the state. Wednesday night, the Special Events Committee of the University of Alaska Fairbanks will sponsor a free panel discussion on the act. The master of ceremonies for the program will be Tony Strong, assistant professor at UAS. Strong sees the program as an opportunity to learn about the Claims Settlement Act and its development over the past decade.
The purpose of it is to bring to the public some information on the efforts that were put into the passage of the Claims Settlement Act by the Native community, what has happened since the Act in terms of the implementation of the Act itself, what the Act didn't deal with, and things of the nature that the Native community had to take upon themselves, and also the nonprofit institutions that were organized prior to the Act that were part of the Act itself, that in terms of the kinds of implementations of parts of the Act that were dealing with human services.
Three well-known Native speakers have been selected to present the program. Strong feels that the three represent a blend of the fight for the Settlement Act in the 1960s and the impact it has had since the passage on Alaskans of all races.
Willie Hensley was very active during the passage, during the negotiation process to pass in passage of the Claims Settlement Act. Rosita Worrell has been active since the passage of the Act itself, involved in trying to get the Native community to be involved in all of the things that are not directly related to and also directly related to the Act. Her background and expertise is different than that of running a corporation. Georgiana Lincoln is a member of her village corporation and also a member of the board of directors for her regional corporation, and is also a director of one of the departments within the nonprofit institutions that are providing services to the Native community in the interior region of Alaska. Each one of these people will be bringing to the lecture their own area of involvement and expertise, and will be providing this information to the public so that people will get a more complete picture of what the efforts were in passage of the Claims Settlement Act, what has been done since the Claims Settlement Act in terms of the implementation of it, and also what has been done by the Native community outside of the context of the Claims Settlement Act.
The Claims Act is not just history. It is a major element in everyday life in Alaska today. The program will also look to the future.
The idea of having these three people would be able to talk about what happened in the past, what's currently happening in the Native community, and the direction that the people are going into now. Where is the Act, the implementation of the Act, going to take us in terms of the corporations themselves? What kind of businesses are they going to be getting into? How are they going to be operating their businesses to meet the needs of the Native community, and also meet the needs of the general economy of the state of Alaska? Also, the provisions that are parts of the Act, parts of the efforts of the Native community that don't deal with the Act. Where are our efforts going to be put in the future? What kind of things will we be faced with? And how we will be dealing with those issues. Some of it will, of course, be speculation. Some of it will be current plans that are being worked on.
Strong sees the Settlement Act as a lasting positive impact on the state. At the same time, he feels there is still a great deal of misunderstanding about the Act and its accomplishments. He feels that the Wednesday night program offers a chance for anyone not acquainted with the Act to gain a new insight and understanding of the Act and its intent.
People should be coming to this program to get an understanding of the historical aspects of the Act, what's currently happening, and what will be happening in the future. There is a lot going to be happening. A lot has happened, a lot will be happening, and without getting a complete picture, a lot of misunderstanding will take place. And then also, it'll be able to set the stage for the kind of things that will be taking place.
Tony Strong is Assistant Professor of Native Studies at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The program commemorating the 10th anniversary of the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act will be held on Wednesday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. in the Concert Hall. The following week, on Tuesday, December 15th, the Savinger Comedy Players will present a program of traditional Siberian music, dances, and tales in the Fine Arts Theater at UAS. For the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. Tonight, the women's basketball team will play at 8 in the Patty Center. The Lady Nanooks will meet the Chico State team from California. Also on tap tonight is hockey action in the ice arena. The Skating Nanooks will face Northern Arizona State University at 7:30. The visitors are Division I NCAA team. Singers. Today are the tryouts for the solo parts in the second annual Sing It Yourself Messiah. Tryouts will be in the McGowan Room in the Fine Arts Complex on campus. Tryouts will be held between 2 and 4. Wednesday at 4:30 p.m., Stan Zielinski will discuss hot air ballooning in the pub. Thursday, the choir, the chorus, and the band will have their annual Christmas concert at 8 p.m. in the concert hall. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM